producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know that we work on detox all of the time. It's a mainstay of what we've done for years here because it's how I got to be well and vital and recovered from all of my toxicological and pharmacological upbringing. Helping us out today on a big story that just keeps getting bigger on the issue of zeolites. Could we be retoxing instead of detoxing? Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is back with the lab that you developed, Mike, and the things you're uncovering. Some people are uncomfortable about this, but we embrace information and knowledge. We don't run from it.
Well, thanks for having me on, Robert. Yeah, this is a big issue. And to start with, I don't assign any blame to zeolite consumers who have never known about this. But here's what we now know that's just shocking the natural health or dietary supplement world. Number one, all zeolites contain extremely high levels of aluminum as part of their structure. They are aluminosilicates. Secondly, they all contain lead. And I'm not talking about just trace. I'm talking lead that's 10 to 60 parts per million, not parts per billion, but parts per million. And just to put that in perspective, when I was on the Dr. Oz show, we were sounding the alarm over lead in the range of only about 5 parts per million in rice protein. So this is, you know, up to 12 times higher than that.
And we're not talking about colloidal minerals even. These things are very much in the things that people are ingesting as powders or crushed rocks to detox their bodies. And I find the scary irony of it is that people take it to detox. Now it looks like they're intoxicating themselves, and what they're finding coming out is because of the influx of the very zeolites that they were using to detox with.
Well, this is the thing. One of the most often cited studies on this is a clinical study involving 20 people. It was published by a naturopath, and I'm not aware of whether or not this naturopath even knew the composition of zeolites when he did the study, because when he started feeding people zeolites, he began tracking that they would start eliminating large quantities of aluminum, lead, and other metals out of their urine. And he would track this, and it was dose-dependent. If you give them more zeolite, they urinate out more lead, more aluminum, more barium, more arsenic. Well, if you take zeolites and you run them through ICP-MS analysis in the lab, which I've done many times, you find that they contain, again, high concentrations of aluminum and lead, and arsenic, and even cadmium. Now, here's where it gets confusing to people. Zeolites, if they're held in their granular form, like little rocks, your body cannot digest them.
Right.
If you eat sand, for example, you don't digest sand. You just eventually poop out sand.
It's insoluble. You can't break it down. It might actually create some damage to tissue as it scrapes on by.
Possibly, yeah. Right. But the issue with zeolites today is that many of them are, quote, micronized. They're pulverized into little tiny particle sizes, making a fluffy powder. This powder, if you simply dissolve it in gastric acid, that is the same pH, the same composition of human gastric acid, and if you test that liquid, you will show an increase in lead, an increase in cadmium, an increase in arsenic, and a huge increase in aluminum. And it is those essentially metal ions that then can get absorbed into the blood, and that, I believe, is what people are urinating out when they're eliminating aluminum and lead after eating zeolites. So what I think we're looking at here, and I invite other labs out there to test this and confirm it or even challenge it, but I think what we're looking at is when you eat zeolites that are micronized, you are urinating out the very same aluminum and lead that you just ate.
Well, hopefully it doesn't stay in long, but again, it would be an easy mistake to make not having an analysis of zeolites to find that in nature there are certain things that tend to bind to metals and help you to excrete, help your body to excrete them. So the assumption, although proven now to be, let's say, preliminary to any analysis like this, it was a logical one to say, oh, could it be that this is a great chelating agent, a binding agent to remove heavy metals? And now the disastrous, if I can call it that, finding is that indeed people that are ingesting this may be adding the very same thing they're eliminating, and that's why it's showing up as being eliminated. Now, Mike, as you know, the backlash when you outed the rice protein from Asia as containing heavy metals was just wicked bad. Sure. Are you experiencing similar backlash instead of, listen, I'm grateful. Now, of course, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I don't sell anything technically, so I'm always interested in finding the facts behind any of these things. And I don't think you go out targeting folks to say, oh, you're doing a bad job. But it's sort of like you reveal something, as a scientist does. The facts say what they say. Now what happens? Do people say, oh, my God, we've got to change? Or do they say, I can't believe you're doing this. This is wrong.
Well, I have not yet mentioned any brand names. Mm-hmm. But I have had one manufacturer already threaten to sue me. Clearly, they lost their temper. They went crazy, threatening me in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to that, though.
Sure.
That's sort of par for the course. I also know that you know, certain attorney friends that you and I both know can easily get a court case dismissed.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when I'm telling the truth, and other labs can back up exactly what I'm finding. You see, I stand for the health of the consumer. Okay, period.
Mm-hmm.
I care about my reader more than I care about any manufacturer. I'm just going to say that right out there. I am not here to protect an industry. I am not here to cover up for an industry. I am not here to make money for any industry or any particular product. I am here to speak to the interests of your listeners, my readers, you know, our people,
mm-hmm.
our fan base. That's it.
Yes.
And if it comes down to glyphosate in breakfast cereal, I'm going to sound the alarm. If it comes down to lead in rice protein, I'm going to sound the alarm. And now we're talking about aluminum and lead and zeolites. Of course I'm going to raise my concerns just the same.
Did Ralph Nader ever get this level of backlash? He probably did.
Sure, I'm sure he did. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, this kind of thing is not new, but of course now we have more technology and you've accessed it and can work it, which I'm grateful for because, as we know, the government regulators aren't even testing a lot of these things. And then, of course, they try to smear the entire industry when something like this happens or even when it doesn't, rather than calling out, hey, this is a new revelation. This legitimately is, as far as we know, not been tested. And we don't even know if the sellers, if you will, or the resellers of the zeolites ever tested. And they all may have been operating on these assumptions.
Well, that's the thing. We find that a lot, especially, you know, the detox branch of the natural products industry. There are some legitimate, very effective detox products, but there are also, for some reason, the detox realm tends to attract a lot of people who make a lot of leaps that really aren't supported. And I'm surprised that people would sell zeolites knowing the composition being, you know, up to 60 parts per million lead. You know, the limit of something that I will sell in my store is 0.25 parts per million. And we're talking zeolites are 60. Now, I do have a cesium eliminator formula that uses zeolite, but it's for emergency use only for nuclear fallout, and it's combined with heavy metal defense that actually has an ion exchange mineral based on calcium that binds up aluminum and lead. So that's an exception.
I do remember that. In fact, Ty Bollinger and I mentioned that in the book Unlock the Power to Heal, because we were talking about that at the time we were coming out with the edition, and mentioned it primarily because of the binding with cesium if there is a nuclear fallout scenario, but it wasn't designed to be a product used on a daily basis to detox metals. So even before you knew this, you had the right focus in terms of also adding the other things that would actually bind the metal, so you could use it in a stopgap scenario in a safe way, because there was something even more dangerous, in this case, a radioactive cesium scenario.
That's correct. From day one, I always labeled it as emergency use only, not for daily consumption. Now, that, you know, if I were an unethical product marketer, I would never say that, because I want people to keep buying it over and over and over. But that's not me. I want people to use these products safely and for their correct purpose. And now when I see zeolites being used and recommended for a daily detox of 15 grams of this, which is based on, you know, essentially rocks mined out of the ground, if you do the math on 50 parts per million lead, then you are swallowing in 1 year 270 milligrams of lead.
So much for taking the lead out of gasoline. I mean, you're just getting it in ingestion form now.
You're taking it in, yeah. And I understand that the zeolite manufacturers say, well, it takes it out. Okay, let's say it does take it out. But if it does take lead out of your body, then you have to take out whatever you had plus 270 milligrams because that's what you added in. So why are you adding lead if you want to remove lead?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense to me as someone who I support detox and I support juicing, but shouldn't we do it more with our daily food choice? Shouldn't we be eating more plants rather than rocks?
Yeah, I think that's a good point as well. And it isn't that there aren't innovative ways, whether they be botanical, of course, homeopathic, even intravenous chelation when we have extreme scenarios like the kids who are vaccinated into autism because of the mercury that way. So it's not that there aren't other ways to do it as well. And that's why I think the openness to these ideas and even having concepts such as a zeolite may be a binding agent, it's a mindset that we say, oh, it's possible. But when you do the science and reveal the facts as you have here, in the contents of that substance, you've got to step back from the economics of it, the marketing of it, the sales of it, and say, oh, wait a second, is this actually a good plan moving forward? We need to rethink this.
That's my point, exactly. We need to rethink this. Today I'm encouraging people to stop taking zeolites, and I'm encouraging sellers to stop selling it for now until we get more information about this. And look, IV chelation is very, very effective. It works. But remember, it's conducted under the supervision of a clinician who is well-trained. And even they will tell you that they have to be very precise about the dosage that they give you. If they do too much, they can cause problems. They can even cause damage. And so that has to be, you know, calibrated to you and your specific needs. And, of course, there are different chemicals that are used for different metals. You don't chelate mercury in the same way that you chelate lead, for example. The clinicians use different chemicals for different combinations of elements that you may have been poisoned with.
That's right.
So I'm not against someone using zeolites in a clinical supervisory situation if they've had, for example, nuclear fallout poisoning.
Mm-hmm.
That would be an acceptable application of it, in my opinion. But daily, just eating it like food every day and hoping that it just does everything,
no.
To me, that's senseless.
No. Mike Adams, appreciate you so much and all your work. And I know you can take it, but still, folks, if you're out there listening, you've been taking zeolites, back off, look at this and rethink it. And we'll continue to cover this with you, Mike. And I want to thank you as well. We're heard not only on GCN, our syndicator, but also the new TalkNetwork.com, which is very exciting, and a number of other outlets. Mike, you're doing great work, and keep it up. I just appreciate you.
Thank you, Robert. Great to join you today.
All right. We got a quick break. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We may have been fooled by zeolites, but were we fooled by TV? Was anybody under the illusion that TV was good for you? Television will make you healthy. I suppose if you watch Suzanne Summers' winter days of selling ab squeezers or whatever, maybe you could argue.
Ab squeezers?
Was that what they were called, ab squeezers? Or ab rollers.
What did she sell? Was it the, are you talking about that? No, it's not the Thighmaster.
Thighmaster. Wasn't the Thighmaster?
Was it that weird thing that you like put between your legs and you like squeezed your legs together?
See, I was sort of right. It was something squeezers. But in those ways, can't we argue that TV has been good for us because it's like taught us how to, not if we're Harry Reid and using exercise equipment, but.
Well, that would be like saying food is bad for you. Well, right. No, food isn't. Some food is bad for you. It depends on the food. TV right. is the same way.
Yeah, watching too much TV can kill you in 8 different ways. And this
Well, hold on. Let me think about it here now. There's Fox News. That's one.
Right, that's one.
MSNBC is two.
Two. Yeah, you got it. Oh, my gosh. Cartoon Network? Cartoon Network.
Oh,
one.
No. Hey, don't touch my Cartoon Network.
I'm teasing. What else? Oh, it could fall on you. But they didn't have that as one of them.
You know what? That's a real news story, as a matter of fact.
Is it? TV's falling on you?
Yes, about big TVs falling on little kids. That's a dangerous thing.
No, the thing is, they're getting lighter and lighter. One day, they will not kill you if they fall on you. But back in the day, man, the big old tubes, dude, those were like $1,000 machines. Even the small ones were heavy like
those
that.
Console TVs?
Consoles and things,
I remember when those were like on you know, like for garage sales and stuff. And they'd wanted to sell them just because it took 3 people to lift one.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Huge,
incredible.
Huge,
yeah.
But they sounded great. They had gigantic speakers in them and stuff.
Yeah. So National Cancer
Institute. That was back in the day when you actually had to get up and change the channel, see?
Oh, yes. You had some exercise that was involved. I remember the early years of clickers. They were called clickers because they really clicked. They tapped on a...
Do you remember the old cable boxes? They had the buttons on them where you had to, chunk, you know, here's the scrambled Playboy channel.
Oh, you know what? And I remember those days because we had one of those initial boxes, and they would play the same movie over and over and over the whole month. Maybe you'd have like one or two movies.
Right.
You remember that? Yeah, I mean, they'd talk about crazy. Our kids would be going, oh, you actually had, you know, look, we had cable. We were at the beginning of cable. Like, that's not so big thing. But
we could do a whole hour on that topic.
Let's not digress into that. But researchers at the National Cancer Institute studied more than 221,000 people aged 50 to 71 who had no chronic disease at the outset in 1995. Over 16 years, they found that those who watched 7 or more hours of TV per day were 47% more likely to die from any one cause compared to those who watch TV for less than an hour, according to Medical News Today. I don't think this is even I think this is an activity story, isn't it? This is like when Batar comes on and we have advanced medicine. We talk about that. Life is movement. You stop moving, that becomes problematic.
The question is, does it have anything to do with the television, really, honestly?
Could it be sedentary by any other means, in other words?
If you're reading a book, would that not count?
It's a good question, but they didn't study people who read books. They studied people that watched television, so it must be the TV. Now, I will say the negative impact on television to direct you to go out to fast food places and to take lots of drugs, you could have secondary impact to watching TV that modified your behavior. It wasn't so much just the sedentary behavior, but the fact that when you read a book, you weren't necessarily jumping out to buy a drug because it didn't tell you to go to McDonald's and get some drugs from the drugstore.
Well, but it depends on what book you're reading, though.
What book were you reading? I don't remember a book that told me to do that.
There's all kinds of books out there about people killing people or doing drugs or, you know, it could be a bad book, right?
Okay. Well, you're extrapolating in ways that parental advisory lyrics would be stamped on the album.
Listen, this is the scientific method. You have to include all the variables here.
Mm-hmm.
This is junk science in my
opinion. I think so. It's not complete. It definitely is not complete. And of course, it's implicating TV in a way that is not always, let's say, accurate. Because, as I said, there are other aspects of sedentary lifestyles that could lead to the same thing. We don't know. Now, it could be the negative, let's say, brainwave implications of, if you remember one of the Batman movies with the Riddler, I think it was Jim Carrey's Riddler, he put this TV wave out there to control everybody. And we become more malleable and controllable as we take more heavy metals into our body. Case in point, the last segment, talking about detoxifying heavy metals, not adding to the metal burden. It looks like those zeolites have been adding to that metal burden. If anybody wants to dispute it, you better come up with some better science than what the Health Ranger revealed on that front. All right, we got a question of the day related to the GI health that we love to talk about so much. We've got Dr. Rashu Batar opening up for more advanced medicine. RobertScadbell.com for all the links coming in because Op-Ed was working on those notes. And we're back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before we get to the question of the day and some other cool stories that we cover here, like nowhere else in broadcast media, I want to reminisce a little bit, because that TV story got me thinking about, you know, I got my kids that grew up in this age of digital everything. And, you know, we had the big old tube sets, and it was a big deal, and we got a 27-inch, you know, tube television all those years ago. And I remember back in the early years in Florida, lightning struck our house, and it exploded. The TV just blew up. It was like, oh, my gosh, the crazy stuff before you had surge suppressors and all that kind of thing. Did your TV ever catch on fire, Superdome?
No, I never had a TV fire before.
Lightning. Well, we were in the lightning capital, so that could happen. Also, going back, did you get a VCR? And they were before it was VCRs, Beta and Betamax, Betamax machines?
Absolutely. The thing, just like the TV we were talking about, weighed about 50 pounds and had gigantic buttons on it.
Yep.
I mean, like long buttons, and you'd push play, and it would go ka-chunk. You know, and it would play, and then you could rewind. And actually, along with that, do you remember that you used to have to get the tape rewinder, which was separate from the VCR because the VCR didn't rewind the tapes?
No, I knew that the rewinders would wear it out sooner, the ones that we had after the fact, and that the rewinder would save the motor. But it's interesting because my dad, you know, how did I learn to love Neil Diamond? Because my dad was a diamond head, for lack of a better way to say it. And he would, you know, with his job in the pharmaceutical field, he was a regional, you know, whatever. He would travel the Southeast all the time. And, you know, when Neil Diamond did a tour, he would, you know, basically coordinate his schedule and be in every city and got to see every concert. And some of the crew got to know him or something, and they handed him a Betamax tape of like, a television special or something that was yet to air. He said, here, take this, right? So he came home with this thing, but we didn't have the money for a Betamax machine. It was like a $1,000, $1,200 machine to play this thing. So he would go to the Sears at North Lake Mall in Atlanta, and they had a Betamax machine, and he would go in and play this thing, I don't know how often, and people would gather, this crowd would gather to watch this thing that no one had ever seen, and that we don't have the way to play it back. So I do remember going to Sears and watching on their Betamax machine a Neil Diamond concert. Isn't that funny? I forgot all about that.
That is pretty funny. Now, you know, one of the other things that I remember that was really popular was that classic football game. I think the one I had was called electronic football or electronic quarterback, where you would have like the quarterback would be a little red dash.
I would start
on one side of the field, and you'd have to like push the up, down, forward, buttons.
That was the one handheld video game we actually got all those years ago. But I think we had to play it standing up, sitting down, whatever. It didn't matter. And you got a lot of workout with your thumbs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one last thing. I was kind of a geek and a nerd and was into like electronics. Do you remember the old... the one I had was called the 160-in-1 Electronic Project Kit. And it had like all these little transistors and diodes and stuff.
You had that. Wires. Yeah, I didn't get that, but I know the one you're talking about.
You could make a radio. You could make relays and stuff.
Now if you do that, Homeland Security wants to know you.
That's right. It's a
whole different world. Whole different world. Well, with that, let's go to the listeners because they are important to us. You can send us your message through robertscottbell.com. I'm still catching up from my trip out of town. Also, you can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, live on the air, or leave a message anytime.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from Lori. She says, well, I just came back from the surgery center after getting an upper endoscopy. I guess that means upper GI endoscopy. That's usually where they look at your stomach. So it looks like they were going upper GI for Lori. She's talking about the doctor. He said, no cancer, no ulcer, no polyps, but yes, a small hiatal hernia and GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. I take selenium, usually 300 micrograms daily, milk thistle for liver issue, silica that you recommend, vitamin D3, and I take One World Whey and chlorella. That's everything I take supplement-wise. I try to eat organic almost exclusively, but not always possible. Oh, also apple cider vinegar with water, but I'm not consistent with that. Any recommendations to quell the pain in my stomach? Thank you, as always. Lori, do you remember this? I'm reminiscing now, Super Don, so the first thing that comes to mind is plop, plop, fizz, fizz. My gosh. I can't believe I ate the whole thing. And, of course, Alka-Seltzer was the big thing. They you know, that fizzy thing that you'd burp and you go, oh, I feel all better. Of course, then there was heartburn medicines, there were antacids, all of which I had been on much of my life for stomach pain and GI issues. And now, of course, they do have the PPIs, the proton pump inhibiting drugs like Nexium, Prevacid, and the like. And these things just wipe out your ability to produce any and all stomach acid. Not good. Not a good plan. So I'm going to go through some homeopathic remedies just because we haven't Harry Pottered on Super Dawn in a while. Are you up for that? A little Latin, everybody? A little Latin?
All right. I'm ready. I'm getting all right. Settled in my chair here. Okay. All right.
Stomach pain, a most indicated remedy. Again, these are not all of them because we could be here for days. We'd not go through them all, but I'm just give you a few of my favorite. Arsenicum album. Arsenicum, which is homeopathic arsenic. You do not want to take arsenic normally, but as a homeopath, you can take arsenicum. And that is a great stomach pain formula if you indeed have stomach pain. If you have more GI gas issues, iris. Remember, I always remember to put lycopodium and iris together because there's some crossover there because if you have pancreas, hypoglycemia, lycopodium, iris. But iris also works with abdominal pain and gas. It probably won't do if you chew an iris flower, but if you take the homeopathic remedy, that's okay. In terms of a general liver stomach polycrest, Nux Vomica is something good to look at in terms of a single remedy that can work. Remember, I always like to precede my homeopathic remedies if I'm working with the single remedies with a dose of Bryonia Alba because liver congestion is the starting point for anything and everything in the GI tract. But there is an interesting remedy that you'll love the name. Antimonium crudum. And if you shorten it to ant crud, it's very funny. Here, take some ant crud. I'm like, what? That sounds really gross. I don't want any ant crud. But actually, that's one of the common remedies you'll look up. If you look up antimonium crudum in a Materia Medica, maybe you can Google it. Antimonium crudum. Crudum, crudum, or antimonium crude, or ant crude for short. And that's a great remedy for stomach pain, stomach issues. Ipecac, of course, you know, syrup of Ipecac will make you vomit. Taking homeopathic Ipecac will reverse that kind of sensation. So these are a few interesting ones to consider should you have the stomach pain. Remember, in terms of healing, silver and aloe, very good for healing tissue. Even the upper GI, you can do just the silver. If you took a tablespoon, it will smooth it down, if you will, down to the esophageal tissue that has been eroding thanks to the GERD, the blasting off of the volcanic spewing of a little bit of acid from the stomach up to tissue that is not designed to interact with that low pH. Now, we have a lot of homeopathic remedies that are complex, as we talked with Dr. King about. Another one we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com is the Alta Health Products CanGest. And, Lori, you're not doing CanGest based on that stomach issue. I would say that would be a very easy thing to correct. You take the powder from the CanGest tub. You take a teaspoon. You put it in warm water to activate it, not hot boiling water, but warm water. And you drink it 3 times a day before meals. And that is a corrective, digestive, liver, gallbladder, comprehensive herbal formula. And it's a wonderful formula. It's not the quick fix of the so-called drug mechanism, but it's a corrective protocol utilizing that plant-based, if you will, herbal formula. So there's some good stuff. Did I do some good Harry Potter words for you, Super Don?
Yeah, I got to figure out, though, how do I get rid of these wings that have sprouted on my back, thanks to you? I mean, what do I do now?
I didn't wave a magic wand. I didn't. That wasn't what I was doing.
No more ant crud, man. I just don't like what that's doing here.
Too much ant crud. All right, so let's go back to the news. Let's see, what else is in the news? We covered the TV thing that got us reminiscing. We covered the zeolites with, of course, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. I know we've got some more stories here. Oh, this is a favorite of yours. Beware safety risks posed by off-label drug use.
Uh-huh.
Study
yeah.
raises concerns about using meds to treat conditions for which they weren't approved. This gets you every time, doesn't it?
Well, it's interesting to hear somebody saying that now mm-hmm. because the physicians, the MDs, have gotten a free pass on that whole situation for so long, and it is very irritating because it's, in my opinion, very hypocritical.
Yeah. Patients prescribed off-label drugs without strong scientific evidence were 54% more likely to experience an adverse event, such as a drug reaction, drug interaction, or allergic response, forcing them to stop taking the drugs. Now, remember, every bit of off-label prescribing is experimental. I would argue that, in a sense, every bit of on-label prescribing is also an experiment because they never comprehensively test, particularly these new drugs, so that every drug you take that's been approved by FDA is a crapshoot. It's a game of roulette, the Russian variety. And it always goes in. You just don't know how it's going to explode and what it's going to affect and how bad. But never mind you, there's a drug for that. And then there's a drug for that, too. You follow me? So off-label uses, be careful. A lot of them are not substantiated. In fact, all of them are not really substantiated yet. We would argue that the first substantiation of the approved version of that drug or for its use is also a risky endeavor. And finally, there's a sweet battle going on. A federal jury is to settle a bitter battle, I should say, between sweeteners. Because the sugar industry is up in arms over the high fructose corn syrup industry because they dare to tread in the sugar realm by calling themselves corn sugar. So a big lawsuit is going on to prevent from the high fructose corn syrup manufacturers from referring to their product as corn sugar. I mean, this is a battle that could determine the fate of the universe here, Super Don. I don't know.
This is biting my nails over this one. On the scale of like a Lord of the Rings battle here, I would say, wouldn't you say?
Isn't that funny? Because before they were arguing in the 90s how different corn syrup was to kind of differentiate them. But now that everybody says corn syrup is not good for you, they want to say, well, we're just like sugar.
We're just like that.
Yeah. Except, you know, it's funny because it was the sugar manufacturers that were the first to call corn syrup crack. Addictive as crack. It wasn't me. It was them. And now they're having to be sued over this. Oh, my God. How silly. Well, let's have some roadkill. Do we have any good roadkill on the menu? Do we, Superdon? I'll take that as a no
what
or a maybe.
Are you talking about? Where's
the next
menu?
One after, I want the, after I the break? Have... After the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yesterday, I think it was another friend, Lori, who said she posted our link to our website, robertscatbell.com, up on her website. And I thought that was just a nifty idea because we always ask you to, you know, spread the word, the good healing word about the show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, National News Radio, of course, Talk Network Now, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. And we thought, hey, yeah, if you've got a link to the Robert Scott Bell Show on your site, let us know what it is. We'll check it out, and if it's for real, we'll give you a shout-out on the air. You get a free plug. And somebody from England sent it, but I went there, and it's like, there's no link there. You can't fool me. I know how to use the interweb. I can find out. But, yeah, if you do share it with us, we'll take a look at the link and give a shout-out for everybody to know what you're up to because we appreciate you. And that's a wonderful thing. So robertscottbell.com, op-ed, work in the notes. If you're listening later, you'll already have them. But right now, he's still working to put them up there. And you'll see all the links. I want to thank Mike Adams for his good work in the science lab there and helping to reduce the toxicity for things that were not supposed to intoxicate us, but were supposed to detoxify us. Speaking of detoxification, eating wild animals, if they haven't been eating things that are too toxic, they're not factory farms. We know that when they're wild. Up in Vermont, there's an interesting story. The Vermont Hotel, I don't know if this was featured in a scary Jack Nicholson movie or not, but they're advertising a big deal coming up, a Vermont hotel. What is the name of this hotel? It's in Burlington, Vermont. It's called the Vermont, a Vermont hotel. They're doing something called, here it is. Chef Doug Payne of the Hotel Vermont said November 7th, they have a meal called Wild About Vermont. And what they're doing is serving up roadkill. I'm just thinking, this is not only not appetizing, at least on first run-by or drive-by, but they're going to charge you $75 to do it. $75 to eat roadkill.
$75.
What's on the menu?
Roadkill.
What is on the menu? The idea here, they're saying, is to get people connected to their local food sources. Look, honey,
listen,
there's
wait
a muskrat. Run it down. Oh, no. No.
You want to get connected to local food sources? What sources are they referring to?
The ones you can run over, I guess. No, well, okay, wait a sec. They're donated.
We get our food from the Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Okay.
Apparently, they're the guys that go scrape up the roadkill off the street.
I wonder if they're the guys that run them over, too. I don't know. But the thing is, how long can they wait in Vermont before it's like, no, you don't want to eat it. Leave it for the vultures. Vermont hunters are also donating what they're catching. Fishermen are donating with. I guess that's considered wild. They're donating their efforts there. Let's see. What is on the menu? Unusual animals destined for the dinner table include black bear, moose. Dude, if you hit a moose in your car, you're the roadkill. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, you don't survive that.
Left.
No. Beaver and muskrat.
Oh.
And muskrat. How's that for a little muskrat love? And you're right. The Department of Fish and Wildlife will also donate three animals killed on the state roads. What do you mean three? Only three? What if there are like 100 people that want... Three's not enough. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
I hope you get to choose.
I'm looking at this here now. This guy Payne, Chef Payne.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They've got him quoted in here. He says, you can choose what you want to eat. We're not going to force anyone to eat muskrat, but they don't feel like it.
Yeah, you know what they do with the muskrat glands.
Right, but he has an interesting opinion here. He says that, I guess, in his opinion, he said he's sure that 90% of Vermonters haven't tried beaver. but he says he's sure that they would like it if they did.
Who is he talking about?
Hmm?
What is it, Vermonters? 90% of them have not tried beaver. What is up with that? What's wrong with you, Vermonters?
I mean, gosh, only 10%? 10%? Only 10% have tried. Now, you know, look, maybe beaver's just not, you know, just not a common, you know, thing there in Vermont. But...
Well,
you know, I wonder
anything.
Though if you hunt for beaver in Vermont, what do you do with it after you catch it? I mean, do they stuff the beaver in like at a
taxidermist
or something? Or?
I'm leaving this one. This hour is done, Super Don. We're going to take a break, recombobulate, and hang out a little bit with Dr. Rashid Bittar, do some advanced medicine, shall we? No, no comment. No comment, Super Don.
All right.
The power to heal. Is yours. Leave the beaver out of it.
All right.
Back after the news.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.